Good morning, radio listeners, and welcome to this Dharma message. My name is Reverend Bert Sumikawa, and it is my pleasure to read this message that was prepared by the Reverend Mieko Majima of the Kapa'a Honganji Buddhist Temple on the island of Kauai. As the summer months are upon us, she wanted to say a few words about Bon Dance and its origins. It is a favorite time of the year. And I do believe that most of you know the origins of the Bon Dance, which is a story found in the Ulambana Sutra about a person by the name of Moggallana and his deceased mother. Once upon a time in India, there was a trusted disciple of Shakyamuni Buddha, Moggallana. Through serious Buddhist practices, he attained transcendental powers and was well known because of it. Moggallana's mother was also respected for her intelligence. However, after her passing, she was reborn as a hungry ghost because of her past karma, her attachments to the things that brought pleasure to her. You might be puzzled by this, as she loved her son deeply and did everything for him as a mother. In the world of hungry ghosts, all beings have fat bellies and their bodies are thin. They're always starving with an endless appetite, but when they try to eat, the food turns into a flame of fire that makes them desperate. Moggallana was in deep sorrow for the loss of his mother. On top of that, when he found her in this condition through his transcendental powers, his heart sank deeply. Although he could see her suffering by using his power, he was not able to find a way to help her. So Moggallana went to the Buddha to ask for his help. At first, the Buddha refused and said, "I'm sorry, my friend. Well, no one can help her because she brought this upon herself. You see, although she was a model mother for her son, she did not offer any assistance or was not nice to anyone else." Moggallana kept going back to the Buddha and exclaimed, "She's my only mother, and I would rather lose my life if I cannot help her." Looking at his disciple's sincere attitude, an idea came to the Buddha. Moggallana was advised to make offerings of foods to the monks who were in the cool shade of the mountains. It is very hot and humid in the summer in India, and so the monks were in a retreat in the mountains, and they were starving. The Buddha assigned this responsible task to Moggallana, offering over 100 types of food to the sacred 100,000 monks on the 15th day of the 7th month. Moggallana carefully followed the Buddha's instructions and fulfilled his assignment. All monks at the retreat chanted for 7 generations of Moggallana's ancestors for them to reach enlightenment. Moggallana's mother was a nice person, but she ended up being born in the world of the hungry ghost. The world of the hungry ghost is like living in the hell that she could not escape from there through her effort. Although he received the Buddha's advice to rescue her, he was probably still thinking, "She took good care of me with much love. Why did she have to go to hell? Why would love cause her to go to this hell?" He continued to seek answers for it. While preparing for this dana, things gradually appeared clearer to Moggallana. He once believed his genuine love for his mother was still from his ego-centered mind. He was a disciple of Shakyamuni Buddha who gained transcendental power, but he was not an exception to be trapped in the jail of love and attachment. His love was also an illusion. One day, Moggallana was out from this delusion. He stated that he never had true unconditional love in his heart. He learned the essence of suffering caused by the desire or pleasure. After a month-long selfless donation, Moggallana truly understood his self-attachment, and then he felt himself released from this restraint. He then transferred this virtue to his mother and saved her from the realm of the hungry ghosts. Guided by Shakyamuni Buddha, Moggallana's dana, and with the help of 100,000 monks chanting, she was released from the world of the hungry ghosts. Moggallana felt ultimate happiness. At the same time, his body began to move by itself, and he started dancing crazily with excitement. It is told that because of Moggallana's joyful dancing, this was the origin of the bond dance. Because of the depth of love, mothers or fathers might fight with the people when they see their children hurt. Mothers or fathers might steal food when their children are starving to death. Even though they know that stealing is a bad thing to do, some of them might commit these crimes that their children survive. Moggallana's mother was a nice person, but she ended up being born in the world of the hungry ghosts. This is a sad reality of our nature and the truth of human life. We can put ourselves into the prison of our own when these situations arise. The Buddha brought Moggallana to the next level of awareness. The Buddha said, if you try to save someone seriously first, you must save yourself. In Buddha Dhamma, salvation means to awaken deluded people to the truth and to lead them to enlightenment. Serving food, which the Buddha assigned to Moggallana, was recognized as one of the most difficult practices in Buddhist tradition. When we think of our ancestors, our heart is filled with the sweet and also the sorrow feeling. We wish our ancestors were not trapped in the hell because of the depth of their love to us. And we are happy to find them in the Pure Land, guided by Amida Buddha. Obong is a great season to thank our ancestors for their love and their sacrifices to us. And at the same time, we thank Amida Buddha and Shakyamuni Buddha for rescuing us all. May you always know that there are those whose love and understanding will always be there, even when you feel the most alone. May a kind word and a warm smile be yours every day as you remember your beloved people. Please have a wonderful Obong season. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day.